Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
So there's weird tape on my beer. Oh, that's good. That tape comes in handy. I can cover up the label in case any of you take pictures of me. You won't know what beer I'm drinking. Holy crap, that's perfect. That's perfect. I love it. Shh, don't yell out guesses. It's not a contest. Hey, everybody. It's Columbus Day, October 12th, 2010. My name's Doug, and I love movies. We're at the UCB Theater in Hollywood. There's a lot going on, you guys. There's a lot going on. There's a lot on my crazy piece of paper. Let me try to get through this. Thanks to everyone who came to last night's Benson Interruption taping at the Music Box in Hollywood, and to come to future tapings for the Comedy Central series, go to DougBensonTickets.com. Did it work out all right for you guys that came last night? Yeah. All right, good. And then I watched Clue again. And sorry, dude who gave it to me in Bloomington, Indiana. It still sucked. Next, as promised in the Chicago episode that hasn't dropped yet, because I guess iTunes has some weird, sometimes Bermuda Triangle of podcasts where we tried to put it on there and it just vanished completely. And we're hoping that it'll be found and that it'll plop soon. But in that episode, due to reasons you'll find out if you listen to it, I promise that the next movie I'll watch is Freddy Got Fingered. Oh. Yeah, I'll get back to you on that next week. So I'll probably pop that in on a plane when I'm flying. I'm going up to Portland this weekend. And then Doug Loves Movies is live. We're going to do a show in Irvine next Tuesday, October 19th. So if you want to buy tickets to come to that, you can go to improv.com in Irvine, Orange County, California. And there won't be one here. There'll be some other show in front of Comedy Death Ray. And then I'll also, as always, I'll also produce somehow a free episode to put out next week as well. And then the Tuesday, October 26th episode of this show will be here at UCB, but it'll be at 10:30 p.m. and it will be free to attendees of the Halloween Comedy Death Ray show, which is always amazing. It starts like with a haunted house and then a show, and then after that's over, we'll do a Doug Loves Movies when everybody's drunk and tired. And I've got Pot to Vote shows coming up on October 30th in San Francisco and October 31 in Sacramento. Those are both at Punchlines at 420. Yes, we cannabis, just say now. All right, please welcome comedians Mike Kaplan and Brad Williams, and from Jackass 3D, Wee Man. I love it. They totally backdoored me by coming in the front way. Let's turn around looking for you guys.
How are
we
supposed to come in that door?
Yeah, but it's cool.
Host lady told us to come this way.
What naked host lady?
One that's back there.
All right. Wee Man is also known as Jason, a.k.a. Yeah. Jason. Do you have a preference of which you're called? I guess Jason's better just because it's weird to always just be like, Wee Man, I'd like to ask you a question. Wee Man, I have terrible news. they'd call you Jason in that situation, I would hope.
Like doctors and stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Or they go by Mr. Acuna.
Yeah.
Wee Man,
oh, yes,
malignant.
Of course. That's Brad Williams speaking, who is a, what's the right phrase for it? I don't want to screw up.
I'll just say Wee Man lookalike.
I know, because when I walked out here, he had said Wee Man, and a lot of you guys were like, that's him! It's like, no, fucker, he's coming.
Yeah, it was like a weird, like, kind of shadow act.
I invited him.
It was your idea.
Yeah, you said bring a comedian. I'm like, well, why would I bring somebody bigger than me? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. I know you like Daniel Tosh, but that guy is ridiculous.
That guy works.
You don't need that.
He wanted money out of my pocket.
What? No, I just showed up because I heard there was beer.
I'm glad that word got out. So, Brad, sometimes they call you Funny Brad, though, because that's what I was told. Like, Man likes Funny Brad. And I was like, what kind of caveman talk is this? Wee Man likes Funny Brad.
Well, because my name's Brad Williams, and there's already some guy on Twitter that has Brad Williams. He's got, like, one damn follower. And he's
So Twitter named you?
Yeah,
so
Twitter named me Funny
Brad.
Just
because of Twitter, you had to change your old name.
Yeah, bastards.
Yeah, they really will fuck with you.
Funny doesn't really go with you.
Oh, dude, really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, get him back. Tell him weed. Oh, that doesn't work.
Wee Man goes with me.
Yeah,
you were really appropriately named.
Yeah, I've seen.
But I was like, oh, shit, he's bigger than I thought.
I've seen Jackass too. Wee Man, very appropriate. The naked scene where you walked across the table.
Hey, I was drinking and swimming. I had two things against me.
Brett Favre has hung compared to you, bro.
Hey, have you seen the little Lee dude in Hangover?
What's that?
In Hangover?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Asian?
Yeah, oh, yeah, Ken.
I couldn't even
Dr. Ken.
See it.
That was nuts.
I didn't even see it, and I was looking.
That made all midgets proud. That made all midgets proud. Because it's like, yeah, you make fun of, like, someone might make fun of midgets for having a small dick, but now because of Hangover, we're like, ha-ha, we still beat Asians.
Racist!
That's awesome.
Oh, hey, everybody, Mike's here, too.
Yeah, Mike. Hey, Mike's here.
And you hear
But, yeah, let's hear it for Mike.
Thank you. I prefer Wee Man, so, as a nickname.
How does it feel to be a minority on the show?
Yeah, what's up, big guy?
How does it feel to be tall?
Ass.
I'm 5'6". And,
You're average.
So I put together the perfect little person show. I like to do theme shows, and I think I really nailed it this week.
I prefer Jew, but...
Oh, now we go there.
See, I can't do an all Jews episode.
No,
because first of all, all the banks would close.
Get it?
Bakeries that, would shut down everywhere.
That and you know you couldn't get three Jews here for free.
That is true. No one
You're
gets paid.
You're short. People do this for life.
Wow.
I'm sorry, everybody. That got so ugly. But he said, he implied that Jews were cheap, which they are, and then I I don't know anything about little people.
Yeah, we don't.
You
really
implied
have
the short were not very tall.
Yeah, like everyone else has cool stereotypes. Ours is like messed up. Like we have like you guys make chocolate.
Like in a tree with other.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's our stereotype. Or, stuff from commercials. And, or like
do you guys know Peter Dinklage?
Yeah, I know Peter.
That guy's awesome. I'm not kidding around. He's my favorite little person actor of all time.
And fuck
you're
you guys.
My favorite.
Fuck
you're real. You're not an actor. That's really you in those movies.
No, I don't act.
You're not playing a part.
I never said I was an actor.
Holy shit, when you go high five to Bam and that fucking giant hand smashes into the ground, that's one of the best things that ever happened in cinematic history.
That's how I get back to average people.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, that was so goddamn funny. I worried that in the previous one when they had the boxing glove that would punch people in the face when they looked at that, when they looked too close at that thing. When you did it, I thought, holy fuck. I seriously was worried for your safety. Because
you can't be, let me explain something. You can't be worried for my safety.
Because if you died, the movie would not happen, right?
They'd wrap it up.
They would
money.
Keep going. You think Knox would stop because I died? He'd be like, oh, hell, shit.
No, they
keep going.
I think you should all retire, though, while you're not, nobody's died. Because if somebody dies, that's going to take some of the fun out of it. Right? I mean, you guys are like, you're like a platoon.
Them,
you'll miss the dude, but you'll be stronger than ever.
As a viewer,
I'll be like, fuck, a guy died doing this.
But knowing the Jackass guys, they'd probably do something at the funeral, like have the coffin, like shoot him out and like land back in a couple of times.
No, just put his corpse in a porta potty and shoot it up into space with a monkey.
Why not? How do you guys think of that shit? Like, literally.
We pretty much sit around drinking beers like this and just talk.
Yeah.
Oh, and we watch cartoons, too. I mean, think it.
Oh, Itchy and Scratchy, you've given me another good idea.
We have. But then, here's a funny. Well, I wish you guys had seen the movie, because then I can tell where Preston came up with the idea.
I saw it. Who cares about
that? Okay. So, you know the bestiality part that Preston's in?
Spoiler alert.
Apple of my eye?
Yes.
So we were out.
It's not bestiality if both sides enjoy it, right? If both parties are cool.
Would.
Both
no, party- man.
Both parties were totally enjoying it.
I swear, that goat wanted it.
So we were out on summer vacation.
I just want to tell him. We could tell him. It's not a big spoiler. They put an apple in this fat dude's ass, and then a giant pig comes and eats the apple.
But wait a minute.
Yeah, and that's nowhere near the grossest part of the movie.
The pig pretty much sticks his tongue 4 inches into Preston's ass.
Wow.
No,
because that's the best part of the apple, the ass.
Oh, yeah. And then right after the pig takes it one time and we don't get the shot, Steve-O goes, hold on. Takes a bite out of the apple and puts it back into Preston's ass.
I love how you guys are just such self-starters. Like, no one had to dare him to do that. He's just like, there's an apple in my friend's ass. I'm going to take a bite out of it. Let's make something happen. An apple in the ass and the pig, that's not enough.
As a Jew, does it offend you that it's a pig? That's not very good.
What day of the week did you do this shit on?
Man.
Did you do this on a Sabbath?
We did it on a Sunday.
I think it's we're not allowed to eat pigs. They're allowed to eat shit out of our ass. There's nothing like that in the Bible.
Yeah, one-way street, right?
Preston's Jewish. It's cool.
Preston okayed it?
Holy crap.
Wait, I was going to get to explain. The way he wrote that, we were like on summer vacation, out on a lake, riding jet skis, out, you know, in inner tubes, having a fun time.
And anal sex popped into your head.
Not mine. It popped into his. I'm exit only, bud.
Damn.
It's not gay if I'm putting it into you.
That's a whole new type of thing.
We really need to define the terms of our lives. And that's an important boundary to know about. Mike Kaplan, let's talk to you for a second about...
Hey, I've been talking. Okay.
No, you have. You've been contributing in awesome ways.
But I want to ask you this.
Yes.
Or just tell you this. I'm just going to tell you something.
I'll answer it.
Okay. fifth place in Last Comic Standing.
Yes.
Not as bad as sixth place. That's all I'm going to say.
I am one comedian more qualified.
I don't throw stones.
Fourth loser.
I don't throw stones at Jews' glasses. What? Yeah, no, I came in sixth on there, and you came in fifth.
Congratulations.
So congratulations, and well done.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the Last Comic Standing movie. That's why I'm here on this podcast about movies.
I just wanted to give people a little bit more of an idea who it was they were listening to. I didn't get to spell your first name, because that helps out a lot, because you're one of the few MYQs in the world.
Others have contacted me.
Have they?
Is there a club?
I didn't start it, and I'm not in it.
But you've heard of it.
Oh, yeah, a guy invited me.
I made my YQ, too!
Yes.
My YQ? That's a weird way of spelling it.
Because my's not a letter, and yeah, that's why it's weird. I'm not...
When you start spelling with non-letters, that's...
I did a crossword puzzle the other day where there were some clues where there were two letters in a box.
Sudoku.
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it? Sudoku. I can never say it right. It's like Vesuvula, the horn at the...
Vuvuzela.
There you go.
All right. Dude, you can't speak at all.
I know, man.
Look at this. Half a beer, and I'm like... I'm the smallest man here.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, that's right.
You have midgets drinking you under the table.
But you said you never get drunk, though.
I drink so much, it's like part of my blood now.
Yeah, you're just like...
I'm just... Wasted
he's a
all
fire
the time.
Plug man. You just like put it in me and I'll expel it later and we're good.
Yeah.
He's exit only. Yeah.
I am exit only.
I just said what he said. I don't know why that's gross.
People, you get some weird groans every once in a while from people wearing name tags on their heads. But
we have Megan in the audience tonight, folks. Hi, Megan. We have Adam, Mike, M-I-K-E.
Weird.
Patrick.
Freak.
Another Mike, M-I-K-E.
That one's okay.
Danielle.
Can you come every week and just do this part?
Just name off
just
audience
Just point
members.
To the people and name them? Yeah, I like the way you're doing it. It's like, you should have your own like kids show where you look into the camera. And...
Me in the audience?
What's that guy say right there?
Renato?
No, next to him.
That's Circle Ray.
Okay, Ray.
Circle Ray.
That's
Circle
a guy. Ray. He's been here before. I called him Rav because that looks like R-A-V to me for some reason.
But he's going for the Van Halen V, actually. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, it's a weird V.
It looks like R-A and then an upside-down Gimel. That's a Jew letter, everybody.
Damn it! I didn't get that reference.
We got Ruzi in the back who makes sure you want to see. Are you a he or a her?
Ruzi's the dude. He's Ruzi. Been here before. He's won
like,
prizes.
Is that like an ugly cousin of Snooki? I like him with Ruzi. I don't know. That's interesting.
Why? That's interesting you went with ugly when you're looking into the darkness like that. Like, Ruzi's not that good to look at, dude.
Brad called you ugly,
Ruzi.
I think you're a hot dude. You're a hot guy, Brad. Ruzi.
But he's exit only, so don't get your hopes up.
No, he should get his hopes up. I might get him.
Do you feel like obligated to do jackass type stunts like on a daily basis, or do you chill most of the time?
I chill most of the time.
Yeah, because that stuff is mostly it's very unpleasant. You just do it because it's like a job, and it's funny when the other guys do it.
No, we once in a while do it when the camera's not rolling and we're all together. it's kind of fun.
It's adorable.
And these little
like, we're just friends and we're drunk and. Who needs the cameras?
Mayor Pig.
Yeah. Snuggle.
Well, I mean, it's because, like, as comics, people come up to us all the time and like, oh, you're a comedian, tell me a joke. So do people just come up to you and be like, oh, my God, you're a jackass. Could I kick in the nuts?
Eat my booger.
I've never had eat my booger.
Good. Yeah. But there's a lot of violent suggestions.
Oh, yeah, kick me in the nuts. Let me kick you in the nuts. Punch me in the face. All
Wait,
that.
People ask you to kick them in the nuts?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Lift me up and kick me in my nuts.
No, I'm not kidding.
No, let me lift you up and then you'll kick me in my nuts.
That's kind of...
I don't want you to lift me up
and kick you in the nuts standing up.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Have you seen
demonstrate on...
Let's demonstrate on.
No, we could probably ask who wants to get kicked in the nuts.
Yeah, who wants to have Jason Wee Man kick him in the nuts? Where is he? Where's the moron? Get up here.
Yeah.
I knew somebody would say
no,
yes.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, do
There's
it.
Always somebody that wants to.
This is what's sad is what's this that? Is probably going to go on his resume. Supervisor at Kinko's, been kicked in the nuts by Wee Man. Like,
are you want to do this?
Do it.
All right, yeah, stand right there.
Brad, just prove that you can do it. Don't really
cover his
hard.
Eyes. Cover his eyes so he doesn't see it coming. Wait, Brad, covers his over eyes. There.
No, but I'm trying to put a microphone right here so we get a nice little thunk with the sound.
Well, I didn't know we were gonna bring 6'4" dude. But I will make this happen.
I could go with the smaller dude. We could get Roozy up here.
I got the mic.
All right, so are you going to put it in his pants?
You got to spread him out. Yeah.
Spread him.
All right.
Cover your eyes, dude.
Are you really going to kick him in the balls? Are you okay with that? I just want to prove that you could reach.
Do you want me to just prove I can reach?
Yeah, yeah. But if you accidentally kick him. Oh, that totally would have connected. Oh, God damn it. The old two-time in midge routine.
We pulled the switcheroo.
Oh, my God. Yeah, crawl under the table.
While you're down there, Brad.
What's sad is
we both drank one under the table.
they don't even know what happened. Who's like, if people actually like listening to the podcast, they don't know what just went down. They just heard a bunch of everyone go, oh.
Yeah, but that's part of the fun of it. Is now people are like, I gotta see that in person because shit like that, you'd be surprised how often that happens.
Not that
specific scenario.
When you had
course.
John Lithgow on the show, did he kick someone in the balls?
No, but he, you know, he wanted was to. A lot of fun. He was a lot of fun. He called Leonard Maltin a cocksucker. It was good, dude. It was good. It's like this show's getting. It's going to be one of those crazy things where I can't top myself. This might be it. That might have been. That might have been the thing
from,
that can't be topped.
Yeah, dual midget nut shots. Where do you go after that?
Yeah. So just for the listeners, let's just quickly recap. Some the dumbest man alive, who's also very tall, came down and Jason proved that he could connect with his balls, and while we were all marveling at that. Brad connected with his balls.
I thought you were going to headbutt him. That would have been even better.
That dude.
But are you all right, dude?
I'm good.
Okay.
Brad, what's your name? Half-tapped.
Well, you know, it's a size 4 foot.
You kind of half-tapped.
Yeah, you know, I didn't want to get sued. You know, you could take half of nothing.
That dude's not going to sue you. I'll call
story.
My attorney, protect the rest of us.
I like how midgets represent for each other. That's good.
So anyone who wants to can go kick that guy in the nuts. Because we've got some lawyers on our side.
And hey,
yeah, you guys are the union, right? Some sort of guild.
I'm helping you out, too, because you're Jewish.
You went with a guild joke? You went with a lollipop joke?
Just laid it in quietly and tried to move on.
Right.
No. Tried to walk away from it. Sit closer to me, Brad.
Sit on his lap, Brad. Why are you even holding back? Why are you even wearing your pants still, Brad?
Dude, I tell jokes. You're the one that gets naked and stuff, man.
But now it's time to step it up. Don't you want to bring your game to a higher level?
I do want to bring my game to a higher
what
level.
What about when Knoxville was Santa Claus and he got on the top of that tree? Were you in the tree, too?
No, that was...
They didn't pull some elf costume bullshit on you?
No, they didn't pull elf costume bullshit. We were doing a full Santa Claus seasonal thing, and I was Rudolph during that. And Preston was Frosty the Snowman. And then we had the Dootsons come join us, and they were the elves. And it was one of the Dootson dudes that was up in the tree with them.
You know, my favorite part of all the Christmas mythology is when Frosty the Snowman has a pig eat an apple out of his ass.
That was awesome.
I missed that verse of that song.
It's, you know, you got to get
the G-rated version.
Wait, that'd be the opposite. Okay. So let's talk about movies really fast. I think we got off the subject for a while. But reenacting scenes from Jackass is cool.
It's a movie.
That's a movie, yeah. Three of them now, and I say three for three. Maybe the greatest trilogy ever made in terms of quality and consistency.
Best 3D movie ever, James Cameron.
Well, I don't need a lot of dicks in my face.
What about flying dildos?
Yeah, those two.
Flying dildos.
What do you mean, what about? Like...
Pucanos.
Yeah, there's a lot of... Oh, boy. I'm just glad they didn't have, like, those things they have at Disneyland where they spray some sort of dirty water on you during...
The 4D version.
So, like,
where they make you
so, like, when they pull the apple out of the ass, you get some kind of... Like, right in your face.
Yeah, no. The 3D is... It's pretty fun. Like, it's certainly... Most 3D movies, I want to take the glasses the fuck off before it's over, but that one, I was able to keep them on because it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And not that long, a reasonable, responsible length. About the average amount of time I can wait between peeing.
Hour and a half? That's
hour
about
and a half.
That's about how long the high lasts if a really good joint. So
yeah,
awesome,
we have it timed right.
So let's go down the panel here and discuss any movie going experiences you may have had lately. Like what have you seen lately, Brad, like besides the back of the seat in front of you?
First of all,
that's funny.
That's
funny.
That's very funny.
You show some respect and then you throw some shit on top.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you do it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I love you guys.
I recently saw The Town and the Facebook movie, but I'm really looking forward to seeing Jackass 3D because then when I go to the theater, everyone gets tripped out because like they all think I'm him in the fucking theater. So then like
you should go up to the front of the screen before it starts to go, I'm Wee Man. Watch this Jackass stunt and then just like fall over, like do something really not amazing.
Well, like because I've seen the last two Jackass movies for free because I just walk up to the ticket booth and say I'm in the damn movie, let me in, and then they always let me in, so thanks buddy, appreciate that.
Yeah, I still want the X's on your belt that you've been collecting because of me.
Is that and when
I've told, that is totally
yeah,
true don't
true.
Lie Brad
that's
you know
true.
It is
absolutely. Hey, when some guy calls me Wee Man on the street, I will deny it, but then all you need is like fake tits, and I'm like, yeah, I'm Wee Man. I'll kick myself in the head. I don't give a shit.
So if any guy here wants to go get some fake tits... I followed the conversation logically.
This is absolutely true. I was playing in some golf tournament, and...
Mini golf?
Yeah, mini golf.
They're too easy, kid.
And like sometimes at these golf tournaments, their holes are sponsored by people. And on this particular hole, they were sponsored by Hooters. And this chick just runs up and goes, "You never called me back." Thinking I was this guy over here, and I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "No, you." Like we had sex one night. You never called me back. So I think there's a Hooters girl in Santa Monica that's really pissed at you, dude.
But why don't you show them the photo that made them think that you were me? Because your little golf cart had my name on it.
That's right.
The love letter in your bedroom that they left for you with the candies and all had my name on it.
Well, because I was a comedian at...
I was a comedian after
this podcast, not anymore. But I was performing at a comedy club that had this celebrity golf tournament going on, and they said, like, hey, why don't we have the comedian play in the celebrity golf tournament? The runners of the golf tournament... just saw my picture and thought I was Wee Man. Actually had on my cart Wee Man, like at the golf tournament. And
is there any way you can make this story longer?
Absolutely. My first shot on the first hole.
But what's that got to do with movies?
Yeah. Was it you and Tin Cup? Yeah, right. Have you been in any movies, Brad Williams?
Nothing major. I just played a stripper in a movie called Balls to the Wall.
Yeah, it'll be out on DVD real soon. Yeah.
That's in the Walmart $2.99 rack. You can find it there.
Doesn't Walmart has Balls to the Wall? Yeah,
I don't think Walmart's carrying X-rated
it's Balls
movies.
Balls to the Wall,
Red.
W-A-L.
So, Balls to the W-A-L.
Have you been to the movies lately, Mike? I know you're traveling a lot doing stand-up in the wake of your fifth place.
You keep success. Referencing to his fifth place.
Because I'm impressed. He did
he
better than me.
Beat you.
Yeah, yeah. It's the, it's like the way you keep pointing at him saying, you wish you were me.
Better side.
That's right.
I don't funnier guy.
Oh shit.
I'm funnier than Brad is tall. That's all. I don't want to
measure that, but all right, cool.
Because he's short and I'm funny is what I wanted to imply. Did that not work?
It's, you know, math is hard.
Jews? Okay.
Have you been to the movies, Mike?
I was in... there's a movie on my IMDb page called JKLOL. That's not a joke. It's there for real. That's.
He just said, have you been to the movies? And he's like, well, let me tell you what I've done.
I've been asking both questions, so he can answer both.
I'm sorry. I've been to...
So there's a... But is there really a movie called JKLOL?
Yeah, somebody made it, like, in Boston, where I was. That's how I was in it. And
if it played in theaters, I'd go up to the box office and say, I'd like one for JKLOL, please.
I'm in it. Do you think that Brad Pitt and people do that when the movies come out? They can just go to any theater
and mispronounce the name.
Yeah. Oh no.
The Brad Pitt character that's in front of the Man's Chinese Theater. That's what he does when he goes to the movies.
Yeah, this comedy thing isn't so easy, is it, fucker?
I wasn't trying to do comedy. I was stating the facts.
For the listeners at home, Weeman is funny. He has gotten naked, so he's doing his job. I saw The Town. That was the most recent movie
right,
I saw.
That's good, right?
I liked it a lot. I saw it in Boston, which is near the town.
Oh, that's neat. They should have, you know what they should do is theaters that have it playing there, they should just have cars drive around with the sirens on outside the theater. It'd be exciting.
Agreed.
Wee Man, you been to the movies?
Nah, it's
too busy promoting your movie.
And making one. Yeah.
Another one?
You're making a...
Yeah, we just did Jackass 3D.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're talking lately.
Well, how long ago did it wrap between... Like, when did you finish making it?
We just finished in August.
Oh, okay, wow. Yeah. So it's a quick turnaround that... Because they're editing the different gags as you do them over a period of time.
Exactly.
And then they...
And we had to We did the ender and we didn't like it, so we redid it.
Oh, the end was some spectacular thing that just didn't...
It's very spectacular.
The new ending I love.
Yeah.
But the old one was...
The old one was shitty, so we said, no, let's not put that out, and we redid it.
Because those are neat. They do these really highly stylized, violent sequences at the beginning and end, usually, of
we
all of them.
Yeah, we show what we use our Phantom 3D camera for. And let me tell you, we're the first ones to use that camera.
Nice.
See? So we're
you're really taking it's total new frontier shit.
Fuck yeah.
Hitting people in the face with a fish has never been so technologically advanced.
But you get to see someone's nose go way over here and then come
Man, when
back.
You get hit in the face with a fish, what your face does is a lot uglier than a fish.
Now you're telling about it. At first you were just joking.
I'm serious about the whole goddamn movie. It's one of the best things that ever happened to me. But I was in a D-box seat at the Chinese, and they thought it was funny, like, when someone was, like, moving like they were going to throw up, your whole chair would do the same thing. So you're watching people, you know, what do you guys do, eat human shit, and then, like, start to throw up, and then they're doing this to me in my chair. And I drank and smoked before the movie, because that's what you do, right?
Well, duh.
Yeah. So I was very nauseous. But it didn't make me as sick as Cloverfield, but that's another story. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Now, Jason is going to... Brad has listened to the podcast several episodes, so he's...
I'm an expert.
Yeah, he's really... knows what he's doing in this game. there's nothing to read on here that's going to give anything away. But still don't. And Mike is also has heard some podcasts.
Correct.
But Jason...
I'm a virgin here tonight.
You got shit to do.
All right, tell me what I got to do.
You got animals to climb into. So, he's never done that. Right?
On
you
camera,
You never climbed into an animal.
You've been inside.
No.
You should do something where, like, you tear up an animal like a tauntaun in Empire Strikes Back, and then you sleep in it. Wouldn't have to be that big of an animal, is my point.
get like a little Jack Russell Terrier, cut him open and get in him.
Wow, that is like the creepiest, most adorable thing I've ever heard.
You're upset, but at the same time, it's aww.
It's awesome.
What would you guys think about, could I try to get a remake of Under the Rainbow going and get you guys in it? Because that movie was the most botched attempt. Couldn't that movie have been hilarious? Like what you guys are really like? That's what I'm talking about.
No, they should redo it to nowadays reality. Yeah. Make it a little more tougher.
Right. Like somebody's remaking Wizard of Oz, but they accidentally hire you guys to play Dorothy and the Tin Man.
Hi, Dorothy.
There was a mix-up with the contracts. Oil can. So let's...
What's this little game? Now I notice the crowd's getting a little antsy. They got their names up.
Yeah, they all got their names up because each one of you now is going to pick someone in the audience who you'd like to play for, and then they're going to win some, prizes.
Two of them will lose, right?
Mike, first of all, please don't belch like that again on my show.
Yeah, Mike.
Wait a minute.
And secondly,
I was talking when it happened.
Who would you like to have play for you? Who are you going to play for, Brad?
You know what? She's been rocking the sign the whole show, so I'm going to play for Megan right over here.
Where's Megan?
Right over there.
She's got it. She's got it on her head. Tattoo. She's got a UCB tattoo that says ironically says "Don't think." It's a funny tattoo, right? Don't think. Yeah. Who would you like to play for, Jason?
I'm gonna pick Mel. She's kind of sexy, and I like her bubble letters.
For those at home, she has...
Don't trust a big bubble letter in a
really
smile.
Bubbly letters.
And Mike, who'd you like to play for?
Pick a dude.
Oh.
Wow. Mandate.
There's a guy named Joe that I will play for.
He used a manila folder, and you're so nerdy.
He's like
2 days ahead of Mike, though. His beard's a little more in than Mike.
Yeah, so future Mike over there. He's going to fucking give you signals. Quit rubbing your beard, future Mike.
Yeah.
He knows shit.
Holy crap.
When do I get that hat?
When you win right now, that's part of the trophy. Yeah.
So that hat just keeps going forward and backward in time.
You leave
it's
here,
like the hoverboard.
You leave here the with the $5 you win, you go outside down the street, and you're like, oh, there's a nice hat. You grab it, you put it on.
Okay, we're going to start with the mic. And then it'll go to Brad,
Jason still doesn't know how to play.
And then down to Jason. Oh, he's going to find out in progress.
Yeah, don't tell me, because I want to win without knowing.
Oh, people will shit themselves. And then Steve-O will do something with it. All right.
Yes.
He's not here. Don't worry anybody.
Thank you.
Okay. Mike, would you like, as a category, you get to pick the category.
Yes, I would.
Would you like movies directed by actors?
Mm.
Movies featuring past guest John Lithgow? Or, this is an awesome category just for today, movies that feature jackasses.
In other words,
cast members from Jackass in their other cinematic
pursuits. So basically it's just Johnny Knoxville.
Basically it's just Johnny Knoxville. I could have called it Johnny Knoxville movies, but I was trying to pay tribute.
I want to go with the first category.
Which was?
The actor one.
Okay.
I don't want to give anybody an unfair
movies
advantage.
Movies directed by actors.
Yes.
Pay attention. Wow.
He's already better at this game than anyone.
He didn't know to play.
He's the best little player. Okay.
It's all little dudes here tonight, guys. Don't forget.
That's right. I'm outnumbered.
Did anyone forget?
No.
What was I looking at again?
What?
Oh, little
They're
dudes.
Bitches? No.
Where'd that guy's head go? Oh, down.
No, I completely. Their personalities made me forget. Okay, so would you like a actor's directed movie Mike gets to pick from 89, 2000, or 2008?
Oh, 2000. 2000.
Okay.
2000. Zero.
All right, this is going to be a tough one.
2008.
Okay, a little easier. Same rating, though. Leonard gives it 2.5 stars. This is a film reviewer, Leonard Maltin. I have his app. And I will give you some clues from his review, and then tell you how many names are listed in the cast, and then, yeah. Don't IMDb the shit. Good idea, though. Okay, this is from 2008, and let's see what I can pull from the review that won't give it away. It says the lead actor is good.
Hey, there you go.
I saw that one.
But also that the movie has too many misfired ideas. Ooh. Misfired ideas. And there are...
You don't want too many of those. You want the right amount.
Yeah, you want to have a certain number of misfires. This one goes over. Right. And there are... 11 names. Michael!
Sorry.
Mike UL.
Hey, is this going to take a while? Because I already finished one beer. I was thinking maybe by the time he finishes question...
Oh, you can run and get another one?
Yes.
He just wants to see you run.
You can get another one.
It
but
is
you have
fun
to run
every time to do it.
I like this show. I'm going to go through the main door.
Okay. Okay. But run for sure. Okay, let's try to finish before he gets back. Okay, 11 names. How many names are you going to get it in, Mike?
7.
All right.
That's good, right?
Yeah, that's a good bid. Brad?
He says he can get it in 7 names. I can get it in 5 names.
Good, okay.
And then
non-existent. I can get it in...
Yeah, that's a good midget voice. Like,
I can get it on 4 names.
That wasn't me.
You guys are freaking me out. Oh, we need your bottle opener thing.
Yeah, thanks, Brad.
There, I got you.
Brad's a badass. He walks around with a bottle opener.
He's also my ass assistant.
I'm like, yeah, I got a bottle opener. I'm like a Swiss Army midget.
Okay, so the bidding is to you.
He's 4.
No, he was 6. Or no, you were
7. 5. And you can say either to him, name that movie, and he'll only get 5 names from the bottom of the cast list. Or you can guess in less names, try to bring the bidding down a little bit more.
3.
Yes, I like the way he plays.
3. It's confidence.
Name that movie.
Give me 3.
I don't know what
voice.
A second. I don't know what voice that was.
Yeah, because it goes to him now.
But no.
No, he was right? 2nd.
We went that way.
7. Yeah. 5.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Okay.
So he says name that movie. You get 3 names.
Okay.
I'll give you the clues again.
All right.
2.5 stars from Leonard Maltin. Some people would say it was better than that. Too many misfired ideas, and the lead actor is good.
Slam dunk.
And there's 3 names you get?
Yep.
Okay. I think you have a good shot at this. The names are Peter Billingsley. Someone else already got it. Or just shot a load.
I'm going with the latter on that one.
Peter Billingsley. Oh yeah, you're big
He's
fan
a big
of the
fan.
Christmas Story. That's a really good clue, though, Peter Billingsley, if you think about it. And then John Favreau. Okay. And Bill Smitrovich. Now these are the 3 names at the bottom of 11 names.
I know.
So do you have any idea?
And it was 2008. Last year.
Yes.
I mean,
yes. So last year.
Obviously, you've taken one.
Hey,
way
let me ask Time Machine Man. Wait.
2 years ago. 2 years ago. Yeah.
His name is Future Mike.
I'm sorry, Future Mike.
Future Mike.
You got any idea?
I'm bad.
But that was good, though. It was a ballsy play. Peter Billingsley also directed Couples Retreat because he's friends with Jon Favreau, who directed Iron Man. Yeah, so that's why I thought those were good clues, and that's why that one guy went, ooh. All right, so that means Mike gets a point, and we will start with Brad this time. You get to pick
Iron Man.
Iron Man. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh yes.
That's
when Doug said Iron Man, yeah. I was like, okay, he's in it, but what's the movie called?
Doug, that
Iron Man was in Incredible Hulk right. At the end, right?
Doug, don't
2 years later he made Iron Man 2.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. We got to have a big quick finish.
All right.
Okay, would you like movies with jackasses? Spike Jonze movies? Because he's a great filmmaker who is involved with the whole Jackass thing.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's involved.
He's always around.
which I like. Sometimes he puts on an old man costume. And then from a place called Vortex Records in Toronto, suggested Glengarry Glen Ross actors, like other movies that actors from Glengarry Glen Ross
I'll just go with the Jackass category.
All right, so these are Johnny Knoxville movies. Would you like a Johnny Knoxville movie from 2002, 2005, or 2005, a different part of that year?
Can you clarify what part of the year?
You know, one was out of one part, and the other was out of another part.
Okay. It was like spring and one was fall.
Cool.
I'll just pick one. 2002 or 2005?
Let's do 2005.
Okay. I'll pick this one because it's fun that Leonard Maltin calls it a bomb.
Oh.
A scale of bomb to four. Hang on. Play fair. A scale of one to four, he calls it bomb. It's from 2005, and he says about it, he says that it's nearly plotless.
Nearly. Okay, so it has some plot. Okay.
Yeah, like the Jackass movies has some probably plot. More plot than this. And then he also says unrated version is 2 minutes naughtier. Whatever that means, Len. Okay. 2 minutes naughtier. So there are...
I can name it right now.
There's 10 names. Hang on a second. Ten Where names. Are we supposed to start? With you?
Yeah, with me. All right. I can name that movie in two names.
Okay, that's a bold bid. Mike?
I can name it right now. No more names.
That's the way we were going before, to be
okay,
fair.
I keep changing the order, so it's good, you guys. Last week... I gave the prizes to the wrong person. and nobody said anything. They just both tweeted to me later. Oh, you were supposed to give it to me, and you gave it to Joshua, and I'm Alex, right. Or whatever.
So,
but, like, not a single person went, you're handing all the prizes to the wrong
So, Megan, you still have a chance at this one.
Yeah. You could win, Megan. All right, so where are we?
I said two names, and then it goes to Jason.
You could say zero names if you'd like.
Yeah, I can name it right now.
All right, so then...
Do I have to go? You have to take names out of my head.
You could go. You could go negative names if you want.
You could give names back.
Yeah, that's where.
Oh, that's real. I could name. Yeah, yeah. If I name the
what
last
do you mean
person.
That's real? You've obviously heard it on the podcast, or did you really think it was just a myth out there?
I've never heard one get to negative names.
Oh, okay, but it's paid off in the past.
I don't think I can do that.
Okay, so you're asking him to name it?
I don't want him to, but. But I think he's going.
Right. I have two, and I know which two he did in that time frame, and I don't want to say.
Well, this one was the bomb.
That really
they were both bombs.
Bad way.
Oh. Name that movie, 50-50 shot, I win again.
Yeah, yeah. Which one do you want to go with?
Fuck.
Was not the name of the movie.
No, it wasn't.
That's the
pick
next one.
There was a naughty part in it. It was an unrated.
He says
unrated,
there's two more minutes.
Yeah, two more minutes because it was unrated. Dukes of Hazzard. The other movie he did in the other movie he did in 2005 that also bombed for an extra bonus point, The Ringer.
That bonus point makes you our winner with two points.
Yeah! Now, there you go.
Wow. Future
what do
me.
You have to say to your girl now?
Hey, you can still get to her on accident.
Who are you playing for?
Bubbly letter name.
Bubbly
mail.
Letter. Bubbly, all right, let's mail. Tell her what she's won. She won a copy of the movie Clue. Because
previously viewed.
I don't need to see that viewed. Shit again. But I'm paying it forward, guy in Bloomington. I'm not trying to be insulting.
Right.
Why would I just have a movie I don't want to watch again sitting in my home? I brought copies of my CDs, like I always do, Professional Humor Idiot and... Hypocritical oaf.
Hey, Mike, then, comedian, do you have your own CDs?
This is special.
Out? Oh, yeah.
Mike brought some of his CDs.
Yeah, you guys
too.
Could do some plugs at the end. Do you want to give one of your CDs to the winner?
Yeah, it's outside of the place, but I'll get it and bring
He'll
it.
He'll make it happen.
Yeah.
See, I'm supporting our other comedians here too, getting their stuff out there.
Well, look how I support you. I've had this for a long time, and I finally had somebody to re gift it to.
An apple?
Jackass the Movie Toilet Paper.
Whoa! Wow.
Yeah, it's completely unused.
It's in plastic at home, people.
Yeah, it's in plastic. And you get it, it all comes in one of those bags that people are carrying around, the cloth bags, with Benson Interruption logo on the front of it. Congratulations, Bubble Letter.
Yeah! That's a satchel.
And Really quick, what do you guys have coming up? The movie comes out Friday.
Friday the 15th.
Yeah, yeah. So this podcast will come out that same day. So
listen awesome. Right away, everybody
listen
who's already...
Or don't... Oh, it's too late to say don't listen.
Yee.
If you're listening this far anyone into it.
If you listen
say
backwards.
Don't listen, then, yeah. Yeah. And Mike, where you're going to be in some clubs in the next couple of weeks?
I'm still on the Last Comic Standing tour. That if
oh,
you,
okay. If,
you
if
want
that comes
to,
through town, you're one of the guys on it?
I'm the fifth guy on it.
Yeah. Does that mean you MC the whole night?
We,
no, because that's what it
no,
means
he,
sometimes.
He actually takes the tickets in the front of the theater.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey,
you're I'll, short.
I'm going to whoop his ass for you. I'm standing up for my comedian Mike, number five, number six.
I didn't mean for this to be a battle, but this guy won, so also I did now. I'm going to give my CD to future Mike. But yeah, so I will be on the last. You can Google Last Comic Standing.
What part of the country is you going to be in?
Most of them.
Most of them?
Most of the parts?
Most of the countries?
Yeah, most of the parts.
So there's still several weeks left of it.
Oh, we've done like 20 shows and there's like 40 to 50
oh,
left.
Oh my God, I'm glad you got a break.
Sweet Jesus.
Holy shit, ride around a bus together?
We have been, but now it'll be cars.
Oh, that's nice.
And
do you get along?
We do.
You got cars for like the San Diego, Phoenix, Vegas, LA run kind
all
of thing,
different
right?
cities, but yes.
Yes. And Brad, where are you going to be?
When this podcast comes out, I'll be at Crackers in Indianapolis. Following week, I'll be at the Pipeline Cafe in Honolulu. And the weekend after that, I'll be at the Comedy Club at Pechanga.
Nice. So, Honolulu.
Mike.
Honolulu. Honolulu and you were just in Alaska.
Yeah,
fucking...
this last weekend I was in Alaska and in a city called Fairbanks, which is right next to the North Pole. Like, there's an actual city there called the North Pole.
Did you do a show there? I performed there.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a midget at the North Pole, and nobody stared at me because they're like, yeah, that's natural.
Well, yeah, because I was there last winter. Brad.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you were.
I was there last winter.
That's right,
winter.
You were. Yeah, okay.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah, I'm glad that was cleared up.
Yeah, sure.
I was somewhere, and you were there also at another time.
Yeah!
Midgets!
Can I say two quick things?
Very quick.
Yeah,
very quick.
One,
no, you can take your time.
One, you can you can find my schedule and things at mikekaplan.com, MYQ, Kaplan. Sorry about
Kaplan with a K.
Yeah, Kaplan normal, Mike weird. And I was not the one belching during any of this.
Come on.
That's
Mike.
A good disclaimer. Oh, I forgot to ask. I always get people to say who they want me to call a shithead, so you get to pick somebody.
Yes.
Keep talking amongst yourselves.
Oh, crap.
It's okay. Very exciting here.
Hey, you have a sweet ass, host. Bend over Ooh. Again.
Doug's microphone was just near his behind like an apple to a pig's. Wait, no.
Jason's already got some ideas.
I gotta write that down before I forget. Holy shit. Apologies for the show going long. I gotta write down a weird name.
What are you apologizing for making awesome work?
Yeah, I like that.
You don't
that's
apologize right for making awesome work.
Jason, he made too much awesome
like
work.
Okay, I got it. All right, so yeah, I always name shitheads for people that they want to call shithead.
What does your tattoo say again?
UCB.
No,
she's got the tattoo is about...
Oh, don't think.
That's their slogan, but it doesn't say that on her leg.
Okay.
Yeah, but all right, so we got all our plugs in. Everybody's happy. One more time, ladies and gentlemen, for my guests. Brad Williams, Funny Brad, Mike Kaplan, Mike with a Q,
and that
Jason Wee Man, Akuna,
the winner.
And as always, little bro Andy, little brother Andy is a shithead. Andrew, okay, little brother Andrew is a shithead. And Hans Zicker. He's a shithead.